This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast, and this is Elon Musk Day. Elon Musk. So Elon Musk is fascinating. Built SpaceX built Tesla, and then I think he bought Twitter based on political conviction versus like business conviction. And I think this is something, if you can afford to do it, God bless, from a business perspective, not necessarily a good business perspective. So he bought Twitter, agreed to Twitter at a $44 billion price tag, and I think as soon as he bought it, the digital ad market started to slow, started going in the wrong direction, and he's looking for ways to get out of it. At the same time that Twitter value went down, even though he stopped buying it at $44 billion, you saw a situation where Tesla itself was going down, and he was forced to sell Tesla stock, some Tesla stock, to make good on his commitment to buy into Twitter. So all in all, I look at this as follows. I think his desire for political, what he viewed as freedom of speech, probably is costing him a lot of money. He would have been better using that money to invest in lots of different candidates and PACs and so forth than to invest in Twitter. But really a fascinating situation. I'm overall a huge Elon Musk fan. I do think I give him great credit for selling down some of his stake in Tesla. So he's still going to be rich and fine regardless. I mean, he's still got Tesla, he's still got SpaceX, he's still got everything else. I do think this timing of buying Twitter could not have been worse, but driven by political thoughts and other thoughts as much as it is by business thoughts and clear thinking business thoughts. I do give him credit. Tesla's down 50% this year for having sold some of his Tesla while the going is good. So he's at least in great shape to fight the next fight. I wish him luck with Twitter. I wish him luck with SpaceX. I wish him luck with Tesla. I think he's fascinating to watch. I'm not an investor in any of them, although maybe indirectly through index funds I am, but not directly. But I do wish him great luck. I find him fascinating to watch in a one-of-a-kind type of American-driven icon. Of course, not born here like so many of our great entrepreneurs not born here. But what a great leader. Fascinating to watch. And thank you for listening to this quick discussion of Elon Musk, the folly of Twitter, and a lot more. Thank you for listening.